Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Hei. We are up to Sif Ches. We are on the top line of page 190. Just to review what we said in Sif Zion so we get a running start, the Mechaber told us last night in Sif Zion that a Chamor can go out with a Marda'as as long as it was tied from before Shabbos. If there's this saddle blanket that was tied on to the Chamor before Shabbos, he can go out with that garment on him on Shabbos. Now we begin with Sif Ches. Mutter litein mardas ala chamor b'pnei atzina. So in the last Sif, we were discussing him going outside to the Rosh Hasharabim with it on, and in Sif Ches we discussed that a person is allowed to put the mardas, the saddle blanket, on the chamor because of the cold. Ubavat shelo yikshirenu bo. As long as he doesn't tie it on, mipnei shekishikosher tzorich likrov elov. Because when you're tying it on the animal, you have to get very close to the animal. V'nimtza mishtamish v'bali chayim. It will turn out that you're being mishtamish, you're using the bali chayim. And therefore, although you are allowed to put it on, you cannot tie it, not because of the isra of tying on Shabbos. Even if you tie it in a way that it's mutter, the concern is being mishtamish v'bali chayim. That's all by a chamur. Aval al hasus. But when it comes to a horse, kevan deleis lei tzar tzina. Like we discussed last night, since a horse does not have the pain of cold like a chamor does, usur litein ola mardas klal, you can't place the mardas on the sus at all. Ula hasir mardas b'shabbos. Now, in terms of removing the mardas on Shabbos, beimin achamor u beimin asus, whether it is from the chamor or the sus, it is usur. Kevan deleis lei tzar im lo yisirena. Since the tzar that a chamor has is that it's cold, so taking it off is not going to be tzar, he doesn't mind keeping it on. And therefore, whether it is a chamor or a sus, if the mardas is on, it is forbidden to take it off. The ukaf aser. However, when it comes to a saddle itself, that is forbidden, bein lito, bein lahaniach, bein lachamor, bein lasus. Whether it's a chamor or a sus, putting it on or taking it off is going to be aser when it comes to the saddle. The only heter we're discussing over here is the saddle blanket, which keeps the animal warm. The regular saddle doesn't keep the animal so warm, and that's going to be usser. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kodon Chavtes, Mutu Litein Mardas, you're allowed to place on the Mardas. Hainu Shalo Lotzeis L'Rosh Hasharabim, we're not discussing here going out to the Rosh Hasharabim, Ki'im Sheyeh B'chotzer. Because like we saw in Sif Zayim, you're not allowed to put it on and take the animal out. Only if it's on already, then the animal can go out. Here we're talking about placing it on. So you're only allowed to place the mardas on the chamor on Shabbos in order for it to be in the chatzar, not to take it out to Rish Sarabim. Sivkot and Lamed, why are you allowed to put it on? Ibn Yatsina. Hainu d'mishum ze lo chashin on the tircha de Shabbos. Even though it is a tircha to put the mardas on, because of the tzar of the animal, because of the cold, it is permissible. Sivkot and Lamed Aleph, but don't tie it on. Shelo yikshirenu. Hainu afilu bekesha sheino shal kayoma. Again, we said the reason is we don't want you to get too close to the animal, so even if you're going to tie it with a kesha sheino shal kayoma, so there's no problem with kshira, there still is a problem of getting too close and tying the mardas because of being mishtamesh v'bal chayim. Sivkot and Lamed Beis is going on the sus. But we said, when it comes to a sus that doesn't have the tzar of tzina, it's usur to place on the mardas at all. Mishum dahave tircha shelo tzarach. Since the animal is not cold, that would be a tircha that is not necessary on Shabbos and forbidden. V'ayim bebirah grosha kosav. Look in the Gura who writes, Diladas Rashi gamal asus. Rashi says, even the horse, v'chein l'chol ha-behemos, and so to every animal, mutter litein mardas b'chatzer, you are allowed to place the mardas on the animal in the chatzer, v'gam lohem yesh tzar tzino umol achimum, because even for a horse and other animals, Rashi holds there is tzar of tzina, unlike the mechaber, and therefore it will help to warm the animal up, and therefore even though it's a tircha, it is mutter to prevent the tzar of the animal. V'chol zeb istama. All this discussion of whether you could put it on the sus of the other animals or not is all in a regular standard case. Alva b'shah shakor gadol. But if it's very cold outside, v'anu roim shemazik lasus, and we see that the cold is damaging the horse, v'chein b'yamos acham, and so too in the summer, shahazavuvim rabim, there are many flies going around, numitzarim lasus, and it's causing tzar to the sus, l'kuli alma mutter laniyah b'chatzar hamardas, oshar begin alov. then everyone agrees you can't place this mardas on or any other beged to prevent it from having this tzar. The logora mechamor, in that case, it is no different and no worse than a chamor. Again, like we've been discussing, as long as you are careful not to be leaning and not to be mishtarish about the chayim when you're putting these garments on the animals. We said by a chamor, although you are allowed to place it on the animal on Shabbos, on the chamor lefi the mechaber, but taking it off is aser. Says the Mishabura, that's considered a burden that's not necessary on Shabbos. Even if the animal is already warmed up by the load that it was carrying before Shabbos, you still can't remove the mardas because it doesn't cause so much tsar. Then we said in the Mechaber, so this is going on the same thing. Lahasir mardas b'Shabbos is aser bein min ha-chamor bein min ha-sus. If katan la-medalit, ayin the b'ralocha. So the Berlocha brings a tzad to the mechalek between removing it from a chamor versus other animals. Look at the mechaber vayter at the end of the sif. He said when it comes to the regular saddle, that is usur both by a sus, by a chamor, putting it on, taking it off, it's all usur. Says the Mishabura Lamed, hey, Hatam kanal le'inyan mardas. The reason is, like we said before about the mardas, u'mashakosa bein lahaniach, and that which we said that you can't even put the ukaf on the animal, you can't put the saddle on the animal on Shabbos. Hatam, the reason is, like we said yesterday, the kevan de'eno mechamim rak ma'at. Since it only warms up a little bit, only the place that it is on, have a tircha shalo tzarech, that is considered a tircha without a tzarech, and therefore it is aser. Says the mechaber vayter siftes, ukaf shal gabe hachamur. So you have a saddle that's on a donkey, shabba min haderech, and the donkey came back from a trip, v'nisyaga, and it is tired, v'tzorech lahasiro letzanano, and you need to take off the saddle so the animal can cool off, lo yitlenu biyado, don't take the saddle off with your hands, elo matir hachevel mitachtav, rather you untie the rope from the bottom, umolicho umevio b'chatzer, and you have the chamor walking back and forth on the chatzer, v'hu nofel me'ilav, until the saddle falls off by itself. You can't take off the saddle. You can just untie it to have the animal walk around. It will fall off the mela. Says the Mishabura Lamed Vav. Lo yitzlenu biyado. Don't take off the saddle with your hands. The after yesh la chamor oneg basaraso. Even though the chamor does have enjoyment when you remove the saddle, mikomakom kevan deleis leitzarim lo yisirenu. But since it does not have pain if you don't remove it, it's geshmak if you remove it, but it's not pain if you don't remove it, it is usur. Ukfark savo besif hakodem, this point was already discussed in sivches ushana'o mishum seifa. It was mentioned again because of the seifa that there is a mutter way to do it, and that is to untie it and have the animal walk around until the saddle falls off by itself. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud, Ein Tolin Lachamor Traskal. You cannot hang on a chamor, a traskal, a basket, Bitzavaro over its neck, Litan Ma'acholo Bisocho Sheyocho Misham. You can't hang a basket over the neck of a chamor so that it could eat from the basket. In the Ramah, he writes, what's a traskal pirish? Kli Shel Arova Klufa Mechusa Be'or. Some got a basket that is used to feed the animals, and you normally place it around the neck. You cannot do that for the chamor. Aval Agolu Musyachim. But smaller animals, shetzavoron katan, where their necks are short, umitzarim lechol agabe karkan, it's a pain for them to eat from the ground. Shari bechotzer, it would be mutter to put this traskal, this basket around their necks with the food inside so they can eat it. Aval ein yotzimbo, but obviously they cannot go out into the Rosh Hasharabim with this basket around their neck. Says the Mishabura Sif Kotan Lamedzayim. Anything that is only for extra enjoyment of the animal, have a tircha shalola tzara v'aser. Again, since it is not preventing pain for the animal, it's only a little easier for the animal, that is considered a tircha that is not necessary and is aser on Shabbos. Sifkatan lamed ches, even for the animals that you're allowed to put the traskal around their neck, that's only in the chatzar, they can't go out with it. Afilu im hoya talu elam mibodyum. Even if it was hanging on them already from before Shabbos, it is still usher for them to go out with it to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos to have a masui, because that is considered a load. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Aleph, Lo yetze asus biznav shual shetolen vein einov shalotishlo bo ayin hora. You cannot have a horse going out with the tail of a fox that hangs between its eyes, so an ayin hara should not rule over that horse. So the horse cannot go out with that Znav Shuel, Velo Bizahoris Shaus and Lolanoi. The horse also cannot go out with this red string that you hang on it for beauty. Velo Izin Bikisha Bidadeyam Shakoshim Osam Shalo Yasartu Dadeyam Bikotsim. We had this last night in the Mishabura. The goats cannot go out with these little pockets that are going over their udders, that you're tying them up, Shalo Yasartu Dadeyam Bikotsim, so the udders shouldn't get scratched by the thorns. They cannot go out with those pouches around their udders. Velo para bechasom shevepia, and a cow cannot go out with a muzzle in its mouth. Shechos min pia shelotira bistos acherim. You put a muzzle on so it shouldn't eat from other people's fields. The animal cannot go out with that muzzle on Shabbos. Velo kol behema besandal sheno alim biraglea shelotinogev. Also, any animal cannot go out with shoes that you put on their feet, so they shouldn't bang their feet. That is us, so you can't take the animal out with those shoes on Shabbos. Aval yotza be'eged shalgabe maka. But an animal can go out with a bandage on its wound. Ubekashkashim shalgabe hashever. And with a splint that is covering a broken bone. Vehem luchos, these are boards. Shekoshim lahem saviv ha'etzim anishbar behem. That we tie on these boards around the bone that is broken so it should heal. They also can go out with a placenta that went out partway and is hanging down. So again, this is what they can go out with. You can go out with the bandage, you can go out with the splint, and you can go out with the shilya that came out partially and is hanging down. You can also stuff up the bell that is going around the neck of the animal, and the animal can walk around that way in the chatzer. But the animal cannot go out with that bell, even though it's plugged up. He cannot go out with that bell in Rosh HaRabim. Even though it is plugged up. Whether the bell is going around its neck, or the bell is attached to its garments. So let's see the Mishabura now, beginning in Sifkot and Lamites. The first thing we said is, a horse cannot go out with the Zanav Shua, which is a skula to take away the ayin hara, the znav shul, the chol elu atam. The reason for all these things is lefi she'ein behem tzorech l'shmiras gufan. All these things are not a protection for the body of the animal, v'havi masui, and therefore they are all considered loads. Levad mi sandal shenoalim biragli ha'behema. Except for one of the things in the list that is usher, is the shoes on the bottom of the feet of the animals. There, it's not because it's a masui, that is because we're worried it might fall off, and you, the owner, might carry it. Kiss shebedade ha'izim. So too the kiss that goes around the udders of the goats, mashma mahagra. The mashmos of the gro is that tam gamke mishum she'enu muhudak yafe. The reason is, like we mentioned yesterday, because they're not on very tight. V'chayshinan dilma nofal ha'kiss v'asi ba'alem lasuye. And we're worried it might fall off and the owner will come to carry. Like we mentioned last night, you're only doing it for protection, but you don't want to dry out the udders, so you do it loose, so you don't dry out the milk. Therefore, the concern is they might fall off and you, the owner, might carry it. So that is the reasons for all the things that we're saying are usher over here. Sifkot and men. Velo izim. This was the case we just discussed. Not to izim with the kiss around their dadehim. Ayin la'el sifkoton chavdalat mashik asad nusham. That's what we discussed last night. Sifkoton mem aleph besandal. We said the animals cannot go out with their shoes on their feet. V'nirish she'ein bichlal ze habarzel shekovin biragle hasusim lamata. What's not included in this iser is the shoes that are on the bottom of the horses that are made out of iron. The kevon shekavua b'masmerim, since they are set in with nails, lo chayshin and dilmanafli. We're not worried they're going to fall off. Like we just saw the Mishnah before, the reason for shoes, even though it's really a garment, it should be mutter, it's only exer, they might fall off and you might carry it, but if they're nailed into the bottom of the foot of the horse, we have no concern that they will fall off. Sivkotan membeis, we said that the animal can go out with the zug, not go out, but the animal can walk around with the plugged up bell around its neck, and it can walk around the chatzar. Says the Mishabura, Hainu, shesosem ha'inbal shebesocha. The inbal is the little thing that rings the bell. So you close up that inbal that's inside, bitzemro b'mochin, with some kind of wool or cotton, so it can't make any noise. The ilav hachi also mishum the mashmiya kol, because if not, it's going to be a problem of making noises on Shabbos. So therefore, the starting point is it has to be plugged up so the bell doesn't make any noise. Then we said the animal could walk around freely with it in the chatzar, but it cannot go out with this bell even though it is plugged up into the Rishon Rabbim. Says the Mishabura, what's the problem? Mishum de milchsi kemolicho bashuk limkor. That's the way you normally take an animal out to the market to sell. So you're taking an animal out on Shabbos with a bell around its neck, even though it's plugged up, it looks like you're going out to sell it. Therefore, it can't go to Rosh Rabbim. Umashma de be'elu de lo shayachze. The mashmos is, but if it would be on an animal that it's not shayach, the concern that it looks like you're taking it out to the market to sell, kegom bechatulim ve'ofos, for example, cats and birds, v'chia gavno, or similar things, she'ein derech lo'licha limkor, you don't take them out to the market to sell them. So then the mashmos over here is, bezug mutter kishapokuk, then with the bell would be mutter for them to go out to Rosh Rabbim if it was plugged up. Ubismag mashma da'aser af be'elu lotzeis mishumasui. However, although the mechaber is mashma that it will be mutter, the smag is mashma that it will be aser, even by these animals that don't normally go out that way to be sold in the market, because it's a load. After all, they're not sold in the market, they don't normally go out that way. If it's not the normal way to go out, and you go out that way, that will be considered a load, and that will be aser. V'ayim b'magen avrel yirabu. Vida, you should know, dechol hanoch the amrinim bebehema the osir losis b'rishis rabbim mishumasui. All these things that we mentioned about an animal, you can't take it out to Rishis rabbim because of a load. Bechatzer shari, inside the chatzer is mutter. Vafilu im eina moreves. Even if the chatzer is not moreves, since midaraisa it's a Rishis hayochid, it is mutter. Ule inyan karmelis yeshdeos ben achorim. In terms of a karmelis, so Rishis rabbim is osir. A chatzar she'en revis is mutter. What about a caramel or something in between? So that's a machlokas. Yesh matirim v'yesh osrim. Some say it's mutter, some say it's usr. Ule inyan rishis harabim shalonu. In terms of our rishis harabim, nowadays we have a machlokas. If it's really a rishis harabim or if it's really a caramelis, bivade yesh lizar, for sure one should be careful not to take it out there. The yesh bazes, safik is a Torah, it's a safik daraisa. Kemosha biyarte bibir locha, like I explained in the bir locha. That was talking about things that were loads. Now we're going to move on to things where the chshash is that it might fall off and the owner might come to carry it. Af hamatirin hanal, even those shitas that we just mentioned that would matir, modim the usr b'karmelis, the things that you might come to carry, that's going to be usr and a karmelis. But it's one thing to be matir, the animal to carry it, maybe it isn't a load for the animal, so in a karmelis, there's a tzad to be lenient. But if it's that the human being might come to carry it, so then we can't be lenient, so even the shitas that were matir before, when it was only a chshash of a masui for the animal, they'd be modim over here that it would be usr b'karmelis, because you might come to carry it. In terms of things that can't be worn outside with the animal because it looks like they're going out to be sold, like the bell, like we just discussed. So even to a mavui that has an air of it is forbidden. Since there are a lot of people that are commonly found there, so weiter, it looks like you are taking the animal out to sell it. So writes the Magen Avraham, the Prima Godim. However, the Prima Gadim and the Beis Meir take issue with this din. And finally, Sifkata and Mendalud. So the Mechaber said you can't have the animal go out with the plugged up bell into Rosh Hasharabim. Beinim hu bitzavara, beinim hu biksusa. Whether it's on the neck of the animal or the ksus. It says in Mishabura Mendalud. What ksus are we talking about over here? Osa lasusa mi'ilim shalo yitanfu. They used to put coats on horses in order they shouldn't get dirty. So that's what the Mechaber means over here. Whether the bell is on the neck or it's on the ksus, they're talking about this ksus that they used to put on the horses. We'll stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Sif Yud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.